Hey there. Sorry to bother you so early. I was just delivering your mail, and I thought I'd make sure everything is in order. Oh, you don't remember me. That's okay. I'm new to this route. But I've seen you around before. Quite a few times, actually. I know, it sounds weird, but it's true. I've been delivering mail in this neighborhood for a while now. But today is the first time I've gotten to deliver to you. I've been looking forward to it, honestly. I don't know. I guess I just felt like my little mail delivery mission around here was incomplete or something. Stupid, I know. Anyway. Here's a letter for you. Looks important, by the way. I mean, maybe not. Probably not. It's all junk, I think. But hey, at least you're getting something, right? It's better than nothing. You have such nice hands, you know? Strong, but gentle. I've always thought hands say a lot about a person. Oh, silly me. I haven't introduced myself. My name is Emily. I know, it's not really my job to get all personal, but I just feel like we've crossed paths so many times now that I couldn't resist saying hi. I hope that's not weird. I just, you know, wanted to make sure you're doing okay. You're always so busy, always heading out or coming back late, I noticed. I guess you could say I have a good memory, especially when it comes to certain people. It's hard not to notice someone like you. You've got this whole mysterious thing going on. Like, you don't say much, but there's something about you, something that makes me curious. Oh, don't worry. I'm not some kind of stalker or anything. I just like to pay attention, you know? It's part of my job. I've always been good at reading people. Oh, no. Not that. Don't worry. I'm not one of those girls that are guided by zodiac signs or something. I promise. You know, you're even more handsome up close. I mean, not that I've been looking from afar or anything, just it's different being right here in front of you. It must be lonely living here all by yourself, right? I noticed you don't have anyone coming by too often. Not that I keep track or anything like that, just it's a quiet house. I guess I like that about you. You don't bring a lot of noise into the world. You're not like everyone else who's so loud and obnoxious, always filling up space with their voices and their messy lives. Like just yesterday in the bus, you know? This guy was watching some silly TikToks and everyone was looking at him. He just didn't care. No care in the world. It's like, I'm here and you're going to have to deal with me. So annoying. I can tell you're different. You don't waste your time on things that don't matter. You're focused, driven. But again, maybe a little lonely, too. You don't have to be, you know. Lonely, I mean. I could keep you company if you ever want or need someone around. I'm just right down the street. It wouldn't be any trouble at all. Oh, you're busy. Yeah, I figured. You're always so busy. But that's okay. I can wait. I don't mind waiting. Not for someone like you. I mean, I've already waited this long, right? Seeing you every day, wondering if you'd ever notice me, but I guess it doesn't matter now, because here we are, finally talking. It feels good to talk to you. I've thought about it for a while now, about what I'd say, how you'd respond, and now it's happening. I know it might seem sudden. I can be a bit forward, I guess. But I feel like we just have this connection, you know? Like it was meant to be. I mean, you wouldn't have moved here if you weren't supposed to meet me, right? It's funny how things work out. How the universe works. Oh, you're not sure? That's okay. Sometimes it takes a little time for things to fall into place. But trust me, they will. I'm patient. I can wait. I'll be back tomorrow. Same time. And the day after that. And the day after that. So, I guess I'll see you around. Don't be a stranger, okay? And hey, if you ever need anything, anything, you know where to find me. Hey, it's me again. Hi, I figured you'd be home. I mean, I always check to see if you're around. It's kind of become my routine, you know? I hope you don't mind. I mean, I know it's kind of late, but I know you like to stay up late anyway. Can I come in? You don't have anyone over by chance, do you? Being good as always, I see. That's good. I like that. So can I? Well, I don't know. To talk and stuff, get to know each other a little better. I mean, I already know everything about you, but did you like the letter, by the way? Yeah, I may know a thing or two about who wrote it and why. If you let me come in, I might tell you. Thank you. Wow, your place is cozy. I like it. It feels warm and inviting. You know, I've always wanted to get a glimpse of your world. It's nice to finally be here. It just feels so right. You know what I mean? Like, I belong here. So, about that letter. I hope you didn't think it was too creepy or anything. I mean, it's not every day you get something like that, right? I just thought it was sweet, you know? You've been working so hard lately, and you deserve a little appreciation. And if someone out there notices you, well, I think that's special. Oh, well, yeah, I guess I just made it obvious, didn't I? Yeah, I wrote it, and I meant everything I said, too. Everything. I couldn't help myself. I just had to let it be known. It's not every day you come across someone so captivating. And it's usually hard for me to do this in person. You've seen me earlier, how awkward I was. Writing that letter felt like the perfect way to reach out. I hoped it would catch your attention. And clearly, it did. I mean, it's a little embarrassing, but I just wanted you to know that you're not alone. There is someone out there who sees you. Who's been paying attention? And now, here I am, right in front of you. Isn't it funny how fate works sometimes? I've been thinking about this for a while now. I didn't want to rush things, but I just felt this connection. It's like we're on the same wavelength, and I didn't want to ignore it anymore. Yeah, and also, I have an idea of how we could explore that connection even further. We can start by having me move in. I promise I'm not like anyone else. I just want to be someone you can rely on, someone who really gets you. I've got all these ideas about us, things we could do, places we could go. In other words, I'm ready. Ready for this relationship. And I know, you don't have to say it. I know it's fast. I know all of this might come off a little, I guess, crazy. Ah, God, I hate that word. People call anything crazy these days. Anything that doesn't align with their beliefs or anyone that isn't like them. Imagine all the adventures we could share. I have a lot of savings. We could travel the world together. You just have to give me a chance. I wouldn't want this to be forced. I know that a perfect guy like you can have really anybody, and I'm just some random mail delivery girl, right? Just kidding. I know you don't think that. You can't. Not after this amount of appreciation I've shown for you. I know you feel the same way about me as I feel about you. I can tell the way you look at me, the way you want to. You know what? Why don't I just give you what you desire the most right now? Maybe that'll convince you. What am I talking about? Take me to your bedroom, and I'll show you. Oh, wow, double bed. It's like it's always been waiting for me. I knew you'd be a great kisser. Lay down. Take it out for me. I want to perform for you tonight. Ain't nothing like a little tease, I've heard. That's it. I want you to stroke it for me. I want to make it hard. Watch me dance for you. Strip for you. Spread myself open for you. Play with myself for you. Oh, baby, my pussy is so wet. It's fucking dripping for that fat fucking cock. That's right. I can talk like a bad girl if you want. I can fucking swear for you. I know it turns you on to see this sexy slut dance for you. Just one more thing and... Should I do it? Should I drop it? Do you want to see my tits? Tell me you want to see your hot bitch naked. I like being vulgar for you. Only for you. Are you ready? Because I am. I'm gonna get on top of you and ride you like a fucking horse in a marathon. Oh. Oh. No, don't move. Let me do it. That's it. Just let me work it. Yeah, you feel that, don't you? Oh, you feel the love filling up your body. Oh, I feel it too. I feel her energies and powers synchronizing. Good. Oh, you have no idea how many times I've thought about this. All those lonely nights without you. Oh, oh, oh. Oh. Oh, don't worry about that. We don't need any protection. For what? Shh. No, it's fine. Just do it. Come inside of me. Whatever happens, happens. We'll deal with it. Just trust me. Now, give me that cum, baby. Fill me up. There you go, baby. Yes. Good boy. Good boy. Shh, no. Don't worry about that. Even if I do get pregnant, I'll teach you about everything you need to know. I'll teach you how to be a great father. We will walk through this together.